Y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to God's Girls.
I'm Alexa.
And I'm Evelyn.
And we will be continuing a new series for season 2 called Quoted by my very close friend, Ella Catherine.
In this episode, we will be discussing insecurities.
If you like our podcast and want to join in the fun, follow us and comment. Listen to us on any of the main podcast apps.
The website for our podcast will be linked in today's episode description. Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com.
Remember to share this podcast with your friends and help grow God's kingdom.
Now let's jump into our 5th episode of season 2. Before we get started, we just wanted to let y'all know that Ella's blog will be linked in today's episode description. Check it out and find out about her upcoming book. So in today's devotion, we will be reading Insecurities, which is January 29th. So let's become prayerful with our heart and minds and open to what God has to reveal to us by starting this devotion out with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for allowing us to be able to do this podcast for everyone and do these devotions by Ella. I pray that you will reveal something to us today through your word and through Ella's words, and that you have a purpose in us doing this devotion for this episode, and these people listening to the devotion will also gain some insight and knowledge on your word and on their lives through this devotion today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7.
So now we're going to jump in right to the devotional. So it says first that the Bible verse Ella added sounds super warm and positive. But everyone has securities, whether it's about you or someone else. We all wish we had something that is someone else's. We all hate something about ourselves. We all want to be someone else and compare ourselves to others.
You were made perfectly. I don't mean you are perfect in everything you do, but God made you perfectly. Does that make sense? You're going to sin always, but God made you perfect. Everyone is unique and everyone is insecure, but we have our good days and bad days. But we need to remind ourselves to stay positive, productive, and always remember that we were made for a reason, and we need to remember that. God loves you just the way you are.
When I hear people talking about wanting to kill themselves or alter the way they look through plastic surgery, it immediately runs through my mind how much God loves that person and how he wouldn't want them to do that. Don't do that. Yes, you might have big ears or small feet or a lot of acne or more, but that doesn't mean you aren't needed. Write down what you love about yourself, not what you hate about yourself. Remember the good things about you that make you, you. Because you are unique, special, and God loves you just like that.
The challenge of the day is, as you're passing someone in the hallway or grocery store or anywhere, give them a smile so they remember how amazing they are. Constantly tell your friends how beautiful they are, even if they deny it. Hope that one day you and everyone else will see just how perfect God made them to be. You look perfect, even with your flaws. You cannot deny it.
I struggle with insecurity a lot about just everything about myself, honestly. Like, I look at pictures and I just always immediately find something wrong with it that pertains to me, not necessarily the other person in the picture. And so, it's also not just that, but what's on the inside I feel insecure sometimes. It's just like, I think about conversations I've had in the past and I wonder what I could have said different, or what could have made the conversation more interesting or better, or even just nicer in general. So I just can be very anxious in the way I think, the way I act. It's just, I am anxiety ridden in certain areas of my life. And I've been praying about that a lot lately. And so the insecurities really don't need to get to you because God created you and you are perfect in his eyes, but you've got a sinful heart and sinful mind. And so those things contribute to how you act. And so guarding your heart and mind and spirit, soul from the evil things, like as it says in the Bible, you make yourself even more beautiful on the inside. Can you tell that I've like got a allergy thing going on right now? Because my voice is like really messed up. But it's talking here about just not being insecure, because just knowing you are God's child and he's got you no matter what, that is what matters ultimately. And the ultimate goal for your life is not to make everyone else jealous of you. It's not to make everyone love the way you look. The goal for your life is to spread the word of God and spread his kingdom. And so if that goal is put into fruition through just the way you look now, even if you don't like the way you look now, God has a purpose through it all. And so God has a purpose through making you the way he made you. And he has a purpose for making you in the first place.
One thing I'm insecure about is my laugh. Because everyone's always like, oh, that's not your real laugh. Laugh the real way. And I'm like, when I start laughing, that's the laugh that comes out. I can't, like, not laugh like that. But I sound like a dolphin. But like the one that everyone at school hates because they're so annoying. So, yeah.
I think your laugh is just really unique and cute and special. So, I mean, it's definitely a way to identify you in a crowd because no one I've ever heard laughing is like Avon's laugh. Like, if you ever hear her laugh, you will never forget that that is her laugh.
Yeah.
It's not anyone else's. So now let's bow our heads and pray and thank the Lord for opening our hearts and minds to this devotion today. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for allowing us to read this devotion with all of the people listening today. I pray that you have opened our hearts and minds and allowed a message to come through that we all need to hear, because I believe I definitely needed to hear it.
I pray over our listeners and any prayer requests they may have through this pandemic.
I thank you for everyone listening, and I pray you will bless them and allow them to have a week that reflects you in everything that they do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening to our podcast and supporting us. We hope you have been brought closer to Jesus through this episode.
Subscribe to this podcast and leave a review so we know what you think.
Follow us on Instagram at God's Girls Podcast and on the Bible app at God's Girls.
If you have any prayer requests or questions for us, go to our website and type it into our Contact Us tab. Email us at godsgirls.podcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram.
Thank you for listening, and see y'all next Sunday with a new episode.